From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Carrie Miller is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. United Mobile Homes is suing the village of Coxsackie following the village board's January decision to restrict mobile home development. A notice of claim was served on Coxsackie Village Treasurer Amanda Quinlivan March 16th, alleging the board failed to act on UMH Coxsackie's application to build a manufactured home park, ignored requests for the company to be heard on January 5th, and altered the law in an effort to deprive UMH the full use of its 110-acre property, thereby causing the company to incur substantial cost. UMH attorney David Engel said the approximate value of the claim is $3 million. Mayor Mark Evans did not return calls for comment. Village trustee Joseph Ellis has not seen the document and cannot comment on pending litigation, he said. On January 11th, the Coxsackie Village Board approved local law number 6A, which would force the company to reduce its original plan to build 160 homes on 47 acres to 80 homes on 110 acres. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Emily Masters is reporting for the Times Union. Hudson police continue their search for a 15-year-old Hispanic boy who has been missing for 2 weeks. Keener Mendez Esteban was last seen leaving Columbia Memorial Hospital on March 5th with two employees of the Berkshire Farm Center. Mendez Esteban was being transferred to the residential facility following a brief hospital stay. Hudson Police Sergeant Shane Bauer said Mendez Esteban was being transferred from the residential facility following a brief hospital stay. Mendez Esteban was inside a van with the Berkshire employees when they paused at a stop sign. The teenager leapt out of the car and ran off, Bauer said. He said, and I quote, "We don't have a whole lot of information on where he would go or where he is," end quote. Mendez Esteban is the second teenager to go missing while in the care of Berkshire Farms this month. Jaquan Salisbury, 15, ran away during a home visit in Schenectady on March the 5th and is still missing. Mendez Esteban is 5'6" tall with black hair and brown eyes, weighing about 140 pounds. He has connections to Albany, Saratoga, and New York City and may need medical attention. Anyone with information is asked to call the Hudson Police Department at 518-828-3388. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Hudson River Valley Greenway will hold a public hearing later this month on the recently released environmental impact study of its 35-mile rail trail, which will connect downtown Albany to downtown Hudson. The Albany Electric Trail would run through Rensselaer County and the towns of Chatham, Kinderhook, Stuyvesant, Stockport, and Greenport in Columbia County, and would be part of the state's Empire Trail system. The trail will be made up of a combination of off-road trails using an electric utility corridor owned by National Grid and on-road bike paths, sidewalks, and side paths using local county and state roadways. Greenway announced the project in July and held a public information meeting at Ichabod Crane High School about the project in August for a crowd of enthusiastic residents. But some officials have concerns about who will be left paying for the maintenance of the trail. Stuyvesant Town Supervisor Ronald Knott said, and I quote, "I have questions about who will pay for that. We, the town attorney and insurance company, are looking into it. Maintenance of the trail could cause the town to exceed its tax cap," end quote. The public hearing will be held at 6:30 p.m. on March the 28th at Ichabod Crane High School. An open house will be held before the hearing, beginning at 5:30 p.m. The project's public comment period will end on May the 8th, and you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And for our final story, Jimmy Vilkind is reporting for Politico New York. The New York GOP rejoiced at the news on March 19th that Cynthia Nixon has launched a Democratic primary campaign against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Nixon's the one, tweeted Republican State Committee Chairman Ed Cox, a son-in-law of former President Richard Nixon, posing in a Nixonian victory symbol. Republicans have not won a statewide race in New York since 2002, but the Republicans believe a primary between Cuomo and the Sex in the City star will expose some of Cuomo's faults, drain his resources, and perhaps create a situation where Nixon and Cuomo are on separate ballot lines in November, thereby splitting the progressive vote. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, the leading potential GOP gubernatorial candidate, explained more fully why Nixon would help his case. He said, and I quote, Nixon's challenge will finally force the national media to report on the culture of corruption and sheer incompetence which pervades the Cuomo administration. A race that we knew would be competitive is now a race that we will win, end quote. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 35 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 22. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, snow is likely, mainly between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 32 degrees. Wednesday night, more snow likely, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 6:58 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:07 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 54 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 20th day of March 2018, the first day of spring. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.